Introduction. This lecture explores EEG montages, focusing on their structure, clinical relevance, and methodological implications in both neurodiagnostic and neurofeedback contexts. EEG montages determine how raw electrical signals from the scalp are configured, viewed, and interpreted, thereby influencing everything from artifact detection to cortical localization. We begin by defining foundational elements, channels, derivations, and montages, followed by an analysis of montage options and their consequences. We will then differentiate two major montage types, referential, monopolar, and sequential, bipolar, emphasizing their respective strengths, limitations, and clinical applications. Practical considerations such as amplifier configurations, artifact susceptibility, signal fidelity, and real-world training use cases will be included throughout. Our conclusion will integrate these principles, offering recommendations for optimal montage selection in both clinical and performance optimization settings. Montages. Montages are the organizational frameworks through which EEG data are structured and interpreted. In modern systems, each EEG channel represents a voltage difference measured between two electrodes, an active, positive, a reference, negative, and a ground, which together form the input circuit for one amplifier channel. The placement of these electrodes follows the 10-20 system, an internationally accepted method that ensures spatial consistency and comparability across assessments. For example, an electrode placed at CZ, central midline, may serve as the active site, while a reference may be located on the earlobe, mastoid, or another neutral point. Ground electrodes help stabilize the signal by minimizing electrical interference. Amplifier inputs are often balanced, meaning that the active and reference inputs have identical electrical characteristics, allowing for noise cancellation through differential amplification. The raw output of these electrode pairs is termed a derivation. A montage consists of one or more derivations organized systematically, allowing the EEG system to display the brain's electrical activity in a meaningful pattern. With contemporary amplifiers, all electrodes are recorded simultaneously with respect to a common reference, such as CZ or average reference, and montage configurations can be adjusted entirely in software. Multi-channel EEG recordings, such as 19-channel configurations, permit advanced spatial analysis, including coherence, a measure of functional connectivity between sites, and phase delay, indicative of temporal synchrony. These metrics are particularly valuable in evaluating diffuse conditions such as autism, mild traumatic brain injury, or generalized epilepsy. For example, high interhemispheric coherence in the alpha band may suggest overconnectivity typical of ASD, while decreased phase synchrony may reflect disrupted communication following concussive injury. Furthermore, the ability to visualize entire cortical networks using topographical displays improves the clinician's diagnostic resolution and supports more targeted neurofeedback protocols. As cost barriers for 19-channel systems decrease, these more sophisticated assessments are becoming increasingly accessible to both researchers and practitioners. Montage options and their consequences. Montages are not simply visual preferences, but foundational decisions that influence how EEG signals are interpreted and applied clinically. Each montage alters the spatial and temporal visibility of cortical signals and artifact patterns. In referential montages, activity at a single active site is compared to a reference assumed to be electrically neutral. This makes them effective at detecting regional brain activity, but vulnerable if the reference site is active. Conversely, bipolar montages compare two active sites directly, removing any contribution from presumed neutral references, but introducing ambiguity regarding which electrode is responsible for signal changes. These choices affect practical outcomes. For example, a clinician monitoring temporal lobe epilepsy may choose a longitudinal bipolar montage to track phase reversals, whereas one assessing frontal lobe hypoactivation in ADHD may prefer a referential montage to isolate frontal theta activity. Additionally, montage choice impacts artifact visibility. Eye blinks, facial muscle contractions, or power line interference will present differently depending on how the derivations are configured. Referential montages often show vertical eye movements prominently in frontal sites, while bipolar montages may cancel out such signals if both electrodes are similarly affected. Another practical consideration involves training decisions in neurofeedback. When practitioners select montages without understanding their spatial implications, they may inadvertently train a region other than intended due to contamination or ambiguity in the signal source. Software-driven montage switching allows post-hoc exploration of the same recording using different configurations, supporting more nuanced interpretation. For example, reanalyzing a client's data with average reference, laplacian, or common average montages may reveal topographical patterns not visible in a linked ear referential configuration. Ultimately, the montage chosen should be fit to task, detecting transient spikes, isolating rhythmic activity, or training network-level dysregulation. Referential monopolar montage. The referential montage is one of the most commonly used EEG configurations and is often employed in both clinical diagnostics and neurofeedback. In this setup, each active electrode on the scalp is paired with a reference electrode placed at a site assumed to produce minimal EEG activity, such as the earlobe or mastoid. A third electrode, the ground, helps maintain signal stability. The voltage displayed represents the difference between the active site and the reference. Ideally, the reference contributes no meaningful signal, allowing for a pure reflection of activity at the active site. In practice, however, the reference site may be contaminated by physiological signals, such as alpha rhythms from the posterior cortex or by external noise. This reference contamination can introduce artifacts that are mistakenly attributed to the active site, distorting interpretation. A classic example involves posterior alpha waves picked up by mastoid references, which may artificially increase alpha amplitude at temporal electrodes. This is especially problematic in research or clinical protocols involving quantitative EEG, QEEG, where precision is critical. Moreover, referential montages are particularly susceptible to artifacts from facial movements, such as eye blinks and jaw clenching, which produce large potentials due to proximity to the reference electrode. In neurofeedback, where signal clarity drives reward contingencies, such artifacts can lead to false reinforcement and degrade training efficacy. Despite these issues, the referential montage offers benefits. It provides clear visibility of local activity and is often used for mapping event-related potentials or detecting spikes in epilepsy. When used with a common average or average mastoid reference, it can support whole-head topographical displays that inform network-level assessments. Its suitability for source localization also makes it valuable in research settings using inverse modeling techniques. To mitigate its limitations, clinicians may use artifact rejection algorithms or re-reference data to a montage less susceptible to contamination. In summary, the referential montage remains a vital tool, but its efficacy depends on rigorous attention to electrode placement, signal quality, and artifact control. Sequential bipolar montage. The sequential or bipolar montage is a configuration in which two active scalp electrodes are compared, with one designated as positive and the other as negative. Unlike referential montages, which rely on a presumed neutral site, bipolar montages measure the voltage difference between two areas of the brain, thereby isolating spatial gradients in electrical activity. The ground electrode remains essential, but is typically placed on the mastoid or earlobe and does not participate in signal generation. This montage is especially useful in applications requiring high spatial resolution, such as epilepsy localization. For example, in cases of temporal lobe epilepsy, a bipolar montage might show a sharp phase reversal between T3 and T5, identifying the seizure focus. Because both electrodes are active, this configuration eliminates the risk of reference contamination. However, the signal's meaning becomes more ambiguous. If a change occurs, it is unclear whether it originated at the positive, negative, or both electrodes. This ambiguity is a significant limitation in neurofeedback, where feedback should ideally target a specific cortical source. Bipolar montages are also limited in detecting broad, diffuse rhythms because they only show the difference between two localized sources. This can be both a strength and a weakness. It reduces artifacts when the electrodes are near each other, filtering out common noise such as EMG or environmental interference. But when electrodes are too close, FP1, FP2, the system may reject meaningful EEG activity due to minimal voltage differences. Conversely, widely spaced pairs, e.g. FP1-O2, may include multiple cortical regions, diluting spatial specificity. Despite this, bipolar montages are frequently used in clinical EEG setups and are preferred in emergency or portable systems where simplicity and artifact rejection are essential. In neurofeedback, bipolar configurations are often employed to train inner hemispheric balance, such as F3-F4 for frontal asymmetry protocols. They also serve as useful teaching tools for explaining EEG dynamics to trainees and clients. In sum, while bipolar montages offer robustness against certain artifacts and facilitate the detection of localized events, their interpretive limitations require careful protocol design and often benefit from supplemental montage configurations. Conclusion: montages are not mere technicalities in EEG acquisition, but fundamental determinants of how brain signals are represented, interpreted, and acted upon in clinical and performance contexts. The selection of montage affects signal quality, localization accuracy, artifact vulnerability, and the meaning of training outcomes. Referential montages, while intuitive and widely used, must be employed with caution due to their vulnerability to reference contamination and muscle artifacts. Their strength lies in visualizing localized activity and supporting spatial maps in qEEG systems. Sequential or bipolar montages, by comparing two active sites, reduce reference-related artifacts and enhance spatial contrast, but introduce interpretive ambiguity and may obscure widespread cortical rhythms. The consequences of montage choice are especially pronounced in neurofeedback, where subtle errors in interpretation can misdirect training and reduce efficacy. Fortunately, modern digital amplifiers and software allow retrospective montage switching, enabling clinicians to test multiple configurations on the same data and derive deeper insights. As EEG applications expand to include complex conditions like autism, TBI, PTSD, and cognitive decline, the sophistication of montage strategies must evolve accordingly. Training and certification programs should emphasize montage literacy, ensuring that practitioners understand not only how to apply them, but also when and why to use specific configurations. Ultimately, effective EEG-based assessment and training depend on an informed understanding of montage design, its physiological assumptions, and its real-world implications for signal fidelity and clinical decision-making.